today.
It's like a wicked game of spy versus spy and countryman versus countryman. Where do you stand? The NSA surveillance has us all screaming and running for the exits, but hey, in different directions. Kate Delaney, this show, America Tonight. I feel you if you're in the middle of this crazy derecho storm. I know some of you have downed power lines, so I'm sure you have a generator and that's how you're listening to this show. And there was terribly high winds. That's the part of it that's so frightening, when trees in your backyard become massive weapons and they can either fall on you or go through the window of your car. Last time out, about a year ago, one of these storms hit the Northeast, and it was nasty business. And a lot of that had to do with the high winds. Not a tornado, but these straight line winds that are incredibly deadly. Some of you perhaps dodged a bullet. Others are waiting for it to dump on them on Thursday. So just be careful. Pay attention to what's happening around you. You know, I used to be one of these people, and I even did the weather for 2 seconds. I used to be one of these people that I cared about what was happening in politics, what was going on in sports, you know, what was happening business-wise. And the last thing I paid attention to was the weather. Even when you read that pop culture paper when you're in the airport, you know, the USA Today, they have that gorgeous weather map on the back and every little nook and cranny and what the temperatures are going to be and what the weather in the next couple of days is going to be. I never even read it. I would, like, toss it to the guy next to me. Now, it's like the second thing I read. Can you guess what the first thing is? I'm not going to tell you. The weather is the second thing I go to when I actually have a paper. And the reason is because 1 in 5 of us are affected by the weather. I've been affected by the weather every single place I've lived, and I've lived all over this amazing country. I've been to your nook and cranny. I bet I've been there. From the east all the way across to the west, the south, the southeast, and I feel fortunate in all those places in between. But I've experienced weather in all of them. I've been through a tornado. I've been through a hurricane. Well, I haven't been through a mudslide. I've been through many fires. Part of that was in covering it in TV news when I first got out of school. But weather is the number one thing that people are concerned about, and with good reason, because suddenly these storms pop up, and if you're not paying attention and you flip off the weather and nobody around you in your circle is preoccupied with it, then you really don't know what's going to hit you. Now more than ever, you got to be emergency prepared. Edward Snowden, who is being hailed by a hero by some and a traitor by others, was prepared to take off, apparently, because more stories are dropping that he knew he was going to hightail it out of there. And he's the one who pinned himself to the information by cozying up to the Guardian reporter and then doing the lengthy interview that he did, and now giving another interview to a paper in Hong Kong. And they say there's more information to drop. He told the paper in Hong Kong that, yep, the United States was spying on China and Hong Kong and many, many other places. You think they didn't know that? I'm just kind of thinking out loud. You think the Chinese figure we're not doing any of that, especially since they're doing it to us? I'm just saying. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Ray, you missed the big storms.
Yeah, Kate, it got dark for about 45 minutes around 3:30 to ride over.
Sweet.
I did a dance.
That's a good thing. I think it's because of Izzy. I think she was praying so hard. She was, like, just pulling out everything she could think of.
Yeah, we need to let Izzy know that I can help her with her roof if she needs help.
We will tell her that. Somehow you guys never aren't at the same time. We will pass that on to Izzy. Yeah, because she said half her roof is a mess.
Well, that's the first time I heard her say anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard her say she was worried about her roof, but I didn't realize part of it was really hacked away.
I've got my place pretty much cleaned up. I've still got a big tree that I'm sawing on, but it's not on the house, so that's no. Now, I was hoping that we wouldn't get that water today because the farmer is supposed to, my next-door neighbor at my farm was supposed to ditch my field tomorrow so I can plant, and yeah, so we missed some water. That makes me happy.
Yay! That's a good thing. That's a great thing.
Well, yeah, it's real good.
Keep planting. Keep planting.
You guys get me in touch with her, and I'll go over and help her with the roof.
All right, Ray. Hang on. We'll see if we'll take... Here's what we'll do. Ray, hang on. You're going to talk to Big Nate. Nate will take your information, and then when Izzy calls back in, we will give it to her. How's that? That was an easy connection to make, wasn't it? Easier than hopping on Facebook. I don't think Izzy would have anything to do with Facebook. Might be the same for Ray as well. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about Obamacare and how it's going to slap Californians square in the face because of the health exchanges and young people who do not want to be part of the health exchanges because of what it'll ultimately cost them in the long run. And what we do is we go back to the same thing that we've talked about before. We're going to have a guest on that we've had on several times. We go back to the same thing as somebody who had a dad that was in the insurance business. He told me, you know, you erase those state lines and you have competition. Well, then you've got something. Because as anything else is in the United States, the more competition, the prices and all that stuff, it all kind of falls into line. But we haven't had that. And we're not going to have it with our current state of health care and what happens in 2014. And then the penalties for those that aren't insured and all of that as that comes down the pike and more people hired by the IRS to go after the people who are uninsured, which just seems so crazy un-American to me. But then someone will tell you, well, if the people are uninsured, well, then that's where the imbalance comes from because your insurance is already up $1,000 thanks to people who are in the country illegally and going and getting treated, emergency treatments and that kind of stuff. That's part of what you're paying for. So a conversation on just how bad these exchanges really are going to be for most people, that they're not going to be able to sustain the exchanges either. So there is a big disconnect when it comes to the individual health mandate, and now we're looking at really a matter of, what, 6-7 months before it would officially kick in, and states aren't ready for that. And the ones that are already telling you, look out, because the health care is not going to be cheap. It's not going to be cheap. And when you have to make a decision, feeding more mouths, paying a mortgage, cash, bills, what am I going to do? I got to have gas to get to work. And really, some people have it that bad, and they can't get gouged anymore by seeing their premiums go sky high. So that's on the docket next. Hang with us. We're flipping over to the B-side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I was selling Krispy Kremes at the mall, and I did run when my mom did fall, and the bees and the bees and the hornets too. There's a sewer cap by the comic book shop.
Joining us now here on ATN is David Hoagland, and David has been looking at the Obamacare policies, especially in California where it comes to the health care exchanges that are being set up. He's a policy analyst for the National Center for Public Policy. One of the things that you wrote an excellent paper, and the headline is great. You say, California health insurance exchange headed for a death spiral. Covered California will not attract enough young and healthy people to keep rates low. And it is, California's will be just one of many Obamacare exchanges to fail. So explain, first of all, why the young and healthy people just aren't going to do it, because the rates that you've found that it looks like what they're going to be are just way too high, and they'd rather go get beers and spend their money on vacations and other things?
Well, yeah. To understand the exchanges and why there's the potential to chase away a lot of young and healthy people, you have to first understand that there are two key regulations that all the exchanges have to conform to, and that is community rating and guaranteed issue. And basically, community rating means that every insurer has to charge everybody roughly, every policyholder roughly the same rate. And what that means for young people is that they end up, the insurers end up sort of charging an average rate, and young people end up having to pay a rate that is above the market price, you know, above the price they pay for insurance in a free market. So they have that incentive to drop out. And then guaranteed issue only adds to that, because what that means is that an insurer has to sell you a policy at any time. So if, you know, you're a young person and you're faced with paying either a market price, or you can say to yourself, well, heck, you know, why pay this inflated price right now when, you know, later on if I get sick, heck, you know, I can go to the insurer and get insurance then. So what ends up happening, and this is we have actual experience with this, there was a a monograph called Destroying Insurance Markets, written a number of years ago, which you can go online, go to Google, just type in Destroying Insurance Markets, and it'll tell you the experience of about eight states that incorporated those regulations into their individual markets. And what ends up happening is the young and healthy drop out of the insurance pools. What remains in the insurance pools is older, are people who are older and sicker. Because of that, the insurance rates rise up and then, you know, start to increase. More young and healthy people drop out of the pools. Again, the rates start to increase. As rates increase more and more, insurance companies find it hard to survive in these markets, and they start to drop out, so you have less competition, which also leads to an increase in insurance rates. This becomes what's known as a death spiral, and all exchanges are subject to this community rating and guaranteed issue, and covered California is no exception.
And as you said, you can look that up and you can see that information that it didn't work, and they found out in the 1990s it wasn't working. So here we go again. Why wasn't this discussed when all of the utopia over health care for everybody, it'll be affordable, it'll be, how come nobody brought this up and pounded this into the ground?
Well, a number of people did try, and the response of the Obamacare supporters is there's two ways these exchanges try to get around the problems of community rating and guaranteed issue. One is with the individual mandate. That is, you force people to either buy insurance or pay a fine. So, you know, if they don't buy insurance, they would have this incentive to go buy insurance, because otherwise they're shelling out just money for, you know, nothing. The other one was these tax credits or premium subsidies, however you want to call them, which people who are not eligible for Medicaid up to about 400% of the federal poverty level would be eligible for some help with the premiums, some tax credit help with the premiums on the exchange. The problem with this is especially as I've been looking at Covered California, is that even with the premium assistance for younger, healthier people, it doesn't really reduce the premiums enough in the insurance so that what you're paying out of pocket is less than the fine. So in other words, younger, healthier people are going to have the incentive to drop out, pay the, say, $695 fine, simply because the cost of their insurance is going to be more than that $695.
Yeah, so that exactly, it doesn't make sense. And unfortunately, as you say, it becomes that whole death spiral thing. Will there be a quick fix? What could be the quick fix here?
I think the quick fix is simply to get rid of this. And that's the quick fix. I think if we want to really move markets in a free market direction, we need to allow individuals to purchase insurance across state lines. For people that are genuinely sick and have a pre-existing condition that makes it hard to get insurance, you know, something needs to be done for them, but you don't have to completely destroy insurance markets as I think Obamacare is about to do here to help those people.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, you know, the area of mental health, we're all saying, well, geez, we got to really examine this, and so many clinics and other things have been closed down, but yet people get denied constantly for conditions, different mental conditions, they get denied coverage. So how are they supposed to get treatment?
Under the exchanges, anyone who wants health insurance is supposed to get it. But the problem here is, you know, again, through the exchanges, the community rating and guaranteed issue is going to make the prices on the exchanges just that much higher. As for how they get how they get help. I'm that's sort of not my area of expertise. I will say that again is probably an area that needs would need some help. However, again, you don't need to destroy insurance markets to do it.
I agree with that. Okay, last one. Average price. What would they be looking at, especially California, since you're talking about California insurance rates?
Well, at this point, it's kind of hard to tell because there are just so many numbers, going back and forth here. But, California did put out a brochure, very long brochure, that gives you some idea here of what what the cost would be. The most affordable bronze plan, this is one of the cheapest plans for a 21-year-old, is about $172 a month, which, if I'm doing my math right, do my math real quick here. very quickly, 1 × 172. Now that comes out to about $2,064 a year. Again, that's the most affordable plan that a 21-year-old would be eligible for.
Actually,
and
get
possibly eligible for a tax credit.
Yeah, crazy. Thanks, Doctor. Good stuff. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to take you to the land of numbers. Following the numbers has been pretty interesting lately, not just when we're talking about data dumping, but some other things, too, including you'll be stunned when you find out how much Jared, the face, one of the faces anyway, behind the advertising of Subway, how much money he has made. I mean, obviously you figure it's got to be pretty decent, but I think you're going to be surprised just how much is how much when we tell you what the number ultimately is. And how about this keystroke thing? We are so sick of people hitting the wrong keys in this country. What is wrong with everybody? You're not going to believe what the latest missed keystroke has done to a bunch of documents for the VA. Boy, the VA always gets hammered with dumb things, doesn't it? We do a new segment called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. There's one for you, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Because it affects so many people. And are we on the road to a bear market? The Nike really plunged. That's an indicator. Stay with us.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We are heading for another edition of We Can Count. Electronic documents and images are missing from a Veterans Administration computer system. This happened in Cleveland. This happened because an administrator, accidentally deleted them. They were active loan files, appraisal documents, grant paperwork for vets who qualified for specially adapted housing grants. Oh, this is awful. And they had a backlog, a growing backlog, and the documents had been uploaded to the VA's Home Loan Online program since March. So this is what you have to do to get this information back. This is why you have to back everything up, you big dummies. It wouldn't have even cost them that much. The VA has asked lenders, appraisers, reviewers to upload again the appraisals for the pending property closings. This process is going to take so long. Are you kidding me? This course is going to delay the applicants' loans and grant applications. So we continue to dump on the veterans. This is so bad. Will it have any impact on closings? Yeah, maybe. The Ohio Republican Senator, Senator Rob Portman, is demanding answers. I love it. He's right. Come on, give us a break here. And here we go again with the word transparency. Every day I'm going to look for the word transparency and see how many times I find it. Here's what was said. This is what he said. I understand the Department of Veteran Affairs is under much scrutiny due to the growing claims backlog, which now stands at 860,000. This is what he wrote to the VA Secretary Eric Shinsky. Due to the scrutiny, the 464,000 lost files should have garnered more transparency and communication. So he's referring to the fact that these benefit backlogs kept growing. And so with the backlog, compensation claims fell 8%. They say it's too early to tell whether that decline will be sustained. Ugh. Boy, we have got to treat these vets better. I mean, accidents happen, but why do they keep happening to the people at the VA? And easy fix here. It doesn't cost much to back things up. Couldn't they pay for that? They pay for things that they certainly don't need, and we're not taking care of our veterans enough, so that would be the way to do it. Especially when someone's teetering on losing house, not all that kind of stuff. It's vital. Somebody who's not worried about such things would be the person who shelled out big bucks. A copy of Superman's first appearance in Action Comics number 1, which would be back in June of 1938, has sold at an auction for, check this out, $175,000 after it was discovered inside the insulation of a Minnesota house. Oh, that would be so wild. It's a fixer-upper house. You're working on it. You see this book tucked into a pile of newspapers that was insulation, and the insulation was worth that kind of money. So David Gonzalez found the comic while he was demolishing a wall in the small town of Hoffman. He and his wife bought a fixer-upper for just a little over $10,000. Boy, that was a worthy investment, wasn't it? How much of a percentage of a return is that on your investment? You never know what you can find in the walls. You know, I know somebody that found $5,000 in kind of a similar story in a wall when they were demolishing it. I thought that was a great story, but nothing like the rare comic for $175,000. My, oh my. Boy, that is, that's crazy. Well, we've been talking about it off and on throughout this show. It's worth mentioning, again, millions of people are teetering on their own little disasters. Tornado watches, warnings, all that. Extending overnight Wednesday and into Thursday, a massive storm, which they're calling probably a derecho, which is an explosive wind pattern, which is a straight line of storms, is hitting a bunch of different areas. We're talking about Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, and Indiana. A powerful supercell system hitting Cleveland was carrying baseball-size hail and the potential for a tornado. 75 people, give or take, could be affected by this. In Chicago, they weren't taking any chances, so they canceled Major League Baseball game for the White Sox. Said forget it with the trains and canceled some flights, too, that were supposed to go into O'Hare because certainly in that kind of a wind pattern, you wouldn't want to have any planes landing. Wow. In Colorado, it's not about the wind in a sense. It's more about what the wind can do to the wildfires. In Colorado, they are really getting hit hard by this. The evacuations now are up to pretty big numbers, including 900 prisoners who had to be moved overnight from the Colorado Territorial Correction Facility. That's the name of it. They house a lot of prisoners with medical needs and that kind of stuff. So they did it as a precaution because of the fire getting near the prison. Thousands of people have had to leave their homes, especially in some of those wooded residential areas near Colorado Springs. And you had the inmates, as I mentioned. These fires are pretty bad. They evacuated 35,000 people, or they're thinking they may have to evacuate 35,000 people, and it's reminding them of what happened in Colorado Springs in 2012. They had some wildfires there, a place called Waldo Canyon Fire that was ultimately thrown on top of that because it was one of the worst in Colorado history, and here we go again. This fire is just eating land, 3,000 acres now, 20 different structures so far. They're managing it, and they're getting things contained on the ground, but they're concerned with wind and some other things. A 28-year-old man was killed when he was hit by a falling tree while battling a fire in the northern part of the state. This is a California guy because they're also sorting out fires in California. So you start to get, I think it's going to be a long, hot summer in Cali and in Colorado and in places where, you know, wildfires tend to rage on, and you get that brush and you get those dry conditions, and that's what happens. I mentioned this, that I've been through all kinds of different storms and situations since I've lived in a lot of different places. And in Santa Fe, I went through that. In Santa Barbara, I went through that. I couldn't believe how quickly the fires spread and how the fire line had to be moved, and it was crazy. This is a sad story. Unfortunately, FEMA denying more money to the town of West Texas, devastated by that fertilizer plant that exploded. Remember that? Because they could decide to give it to them, but they decided they weren't going to do it. Governor Rick Perry's office got a letter from the FEMA administrator, Craig Fugate, saying that the devastated town wouldn't get any more money. They said it's not in a matter of severity and magnitude that warrants a major disaster declaration. How many people were killed in this huge fire on the 17th of April? 15 people, hundreds were injured. 12 of the dead were first responders who were trying to put out the fire at that fertilizer plant. The plant has no money. They didn't even have insurance. So they say, look, we've ponied up $7 million in federal money directly to families that were affected. We helped with emergency housing, and that's what we can do. The town of 2,800 people had asked for $57 million to be able to pull the town back together, and that included roads that were ripped up. It included a school that was flattened by the explosion. And, you know, the mayor of West, Tommy Muska, says, or Muska says, we don't have the money to go out and borrow the money. We don't have the means to pay the note back. There's got to be some public assistance. So they were hoping that FEMA would respond, and it responded a little bit, but says that's it. You get your $7 million, and just because of what happened here, that doesn't qualify, and it doesn't mean that you would automatically get that. They say, really, the insured losses from the blast would probably be over $100 million. Woo! $100 million. That was bad. It was like a giant mushroom cloud that just hung in the air. And then sadly, those first responders, what were they trying to do? They were trying to put out a out-of-control fire. They were trying to save the town, and then, boom, it exploded. And that was it on site. There are so many sloppy things, and that plant should have been shut down for all the violations over the years, but nobody was minding the store, and they don't have insurance. So there's not much to go after. They can sue, they can have a, they can try to go after them, but good luck, because there's really no money for them ultimately to scrape up in the end. So that's awful. All right, we're coming on our stride, hitting a straightaway, our final turn. And we've barely scratched the surface. I didn't even give you the payoff for Jared. How much did he make, is making, as a spokesperson for Subway? I'm going to tell you that next.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Reforming our immigration system is an important project of this Congress. We've had big problems, and they've gone on far too long. And it's time for us to address them.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, embracing immigration reform, saying, hey, we need it. He realizes the Republicans need the Latino vote. All right, we're hitting the final curve. We're starting to come around the side. I'm hanging on to the wheel, and I hope you're hanging on with me. That's what the Republicans need to decide. What course are they taking heading toward these next elections that are coming up, the next rounds in 2014 and also 2016 looms pretty big. Before you know it, you see how time just flies. It's like we turned over the hourglass and the sand disappeared in an instant, I'm telling you. This year, I still can't believe that we're already into June. Nonetheless, Republicans cannot afford to squander time. They have to make some decisions because you realize Obama had more than 44% margin when it came to the Hispanic vote. I know on a previous show I mentioned that statistic. It tells you everything you need to know. So the Republicans are very concerned about how they play this whole thing out. And Marco Rubio, I mentioned this as well. He's got an amendment that could be a sticking point, which says, listen, cut the crap. We have to know what the security metrics are at the border. We got to have them in place. Then all the other things that we voted on that have been a part of this, that are going to be a part of this law if we can pass it, then the pathway to citizenship would be triggered, because so we could actually start that process, because they think it's going to be 13 years for somebody to go through that, learn English, pay back the money, all the sort of things that you would have to to do, but they can't even step on that path until there's a law, until they rectify the bill in the Senate, which now they're just starting the debate. And then the House has to do the same thing. Is the House going to reconcile what's going on with the Senate and then send it to the president? It's a win for the Republicans if it's worded right, because they have to be in this. If they're in it to win it, they have to be concerned about demographics. You have to know. It's like giving a speech, right? You got to know your audience. You have to know your audience. You can stand there alone and watch that audience dwindle, but you have to be aware of demographics. You have to be aware of millennials, younger people, what they're thinking, what they want as Americans. They're the future, and the other demographics in this country. And listen, not for nothing, but somebody said to me, who's in law enforcement the other day, you wouldn't believe the amount of illegals that they're processing. Meaning for different things, sometimes petty things or whatnot, but also these gangs that have moved up as part of the cartel and are getting further and further up into the bowels of the United States. It's not just the border states anymore. So there's some big concern over that. So secure borders are good all the way around, especially when it comes to knowing who's in and who's out. Will this happen? I don't know. I know everybody seems to be optimistic about it. I don't know if I'm as optimistic. We'll see what happens with the Rubio Amendment, and we'll see what happens in the House and what the specifics are of some of the other amendments, because some of those are going to be sticking points. I am certain of it. John Boehner saying that as the Speaker of the House was wise. Because what's he going to say? No, we don't want to see any kind of rectify the situation in any way. We just want to keep it the status quo. Who knows who's in? Who knows who's out? Yeah, it's massive. Is it the price we pay for living in a democracy? Or is it the price we pay for having the wrong people in place in some key positions year after year after year? So we create the Department of Homeland Security, and what has the Department of Homeland Security done that has knocked your socks off? I mean, has blown your socks off. Because I'm not saying everything they do is not good, but is it a lack of resources? What is it that the border seems to have made just a teeny, teeny bit of progress? Because we don't have enough money for enough agents. There are cockamamie decisions as to what wall are you building, or what kind of device are we putting up to let us know when people are crossing, and what about some of those more porous areas? There's a whole lot of questions. So securing the border can't just be empty rhetoric anymore. I think it really does have to be the cornerstone of whatever the legislation is, because how do you start the pathway when you don't know who's in and who's out? And how do you try to prove how long someone's been there, and how do they come up with this formula for the taxes? I think there's a whole bunch of things that have to be answered before we do even step anywhere near some sort of a pathway. And what about the people that have been in line for a long time legally, sweating it out, going through lawyers they can't afford, desperately trying to make it a reality? What happens to their line? Is it not affected by the people who might have a shot at this pathway? How do you rectify those two different scenarios? Nelson Mandela, reports were that he is so close to death's door that accolades are already starting to pour in across the globe about Mandela, from the rich, the famous, the people who were enlightened by him. But the former president is responding, apparently, to this reoccurring lung infection that he's had. So maybe reports of his demise were just a little bit too soon. Now, of course, he is 94 years old. He's been in the hospital for a fifth straight day. People are going to see him, daughters, granddaughters, all that sort of stuff. And Wednesday actually marked the 49th anniversary of the sentencing of Mandela to life in prison in 1964. How about that? So maybe he pulls out of it and is around for a little bit longer. Could there be a more international iconic figure? He certainly would be up there on the list. And you think of apartheid and what he did to get that message out of, as to what was happening in South Africa, and South Africa's government disbanded the policy of apartheid really because of people like Mandela. That's his legacy, without a doubt. And, you know, officially, when did that happen? You'd have to go to 1994. He was in prison for 27 years. Whew. 27 years. Can you imagine? Especially there. A lot was made, and this is our final piece for this hour. A lot was made about the Powerball winner who lived just outside of Tampa and won a crazy amount of money. As to what, you know, she was 84 years old, what is she going to do with that money? Well, they say a mysterious woman who looked a little bit like the Florida woman who won the Powerball jackpot picked up the tab for 180 diners at a Plant City restaurant. It happened on Sunday at about 4 o'clock at a place that I actually know called Buddy Freddy's. The restaurant manager said that a woman who looked like Gloria McKenzie was in there. She was with another woman and a younger man. They ate, then left. She returned and paid $2,600 to cover the meals for the rest of the people who were eating. She even left $50 for each of the five servers. Pay it forward, baby. Why not? They say everybody got up and applauded. The person who donated it denied she was the winner, but they say she fit the description. If that's true, bravo to McKenzie for doing something nice for a fellow man. Just, can you imagine? That's one of those moments where, you know, someone just taps you on the back and says, hey, let me get that for you. No matter what their situation is, good for her. Had to be her, right? I don't think it was a double. And then that had to feel good to do it for all those people. And then plus leaving the money for the servers. You got to tip them. You got to tip them. Any thoughts on the show, you can shoot them to me, americatonight.net.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.